the Gemara has a discussion about the last eight psukim of the Torah, because the last eight psukim of the Torah, Yom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem. So how could it be that Moshe is writing and he's alive and he's writing Yom Hashem Moshe? After all, every word of the Torah is emes. And so the Gemara quotes Machlokes Tanoim between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Sanya quotes a Braisa Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Sma says Ad Kan Kosev Moshe Mikan VeEila Kosev Yeshua. To Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda says that those eight psukim were written by Yehoshua and not by Moshe. So Reb Shimon disagrees. How could it be that part of the Torah is not written by Moshe? Efshe, Reb Shimon says, Sevi Torah Chosa Osa Achas Uksiv L'Kochas Seva Torah Azeh. El Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Omer V'Koisev. Mikan V'Elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Kosev B'Dema. Moshe writes with tears, is the simple pshat. The Goyin has a different pshat, but Dema means really Dimua. In other words, that all the Torah Tzirufei Oisis Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Oisis were written, but they were not organized in words till then. So it's Bedema, like Dimua, Truma that's mixed with Chulin, that they don't have enough to Meir to Mevatelin. But the simple pshat is Bedema. So that's why Yochid Kolosev, because as Moshe says, that it's different. Why is it different? Either it's different because it's written by Yehoshua, not by Moshe, or even according to Bishimon, it's, as Moshe says, hold Vishtani Ishtani, since Moshe wrote a Bedema. So Tosis points out, there's the coins of gifts of the Svarim, Shemosha Omer V'Koisev, that there's a Chumah, those who write Sifrei Torah and Mezuzah, that they should read it each pasuk before they write it. There's a Tosis also in Menachos and Daf Lamed. And also that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the sofer should write it and first say it prepare before he writes it. So Tosis, it's only a chumah. The gifts that we have is Shemosha Omer V'Koisev. Sounds like it's Alpidin is required. That's what's required. So the Rav explained that even according to that Gersa, the pashtus of the Braisa is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told the Nevuah to Klai Yisrael, because as the Chaim said, that the din of a Navi, as opposed to Ksuvim, as I spoke in a different one the other day, which I sent out, is that the difference between Nevuim and Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Nevi'im is Nitin Le'Yomer. So the Nevuah has to be said over. That's Navi means Borei Nivs Vasayim. And so that's a Chaloshem in Nevuah, that it should be Nitin Le'Yomer. As opposed to Ksuvim, B'chaim said, Ksuvim is because it's Nitin Le'Kosev. So therefore, it doesn't have the complete Chaloshem Nevuah unless it's till it's said, and therefore it could not be written till Moshe articulated and said it, to transform what otherwise, is just Vashem to him to make into Nevuah, and that's why he had to say it. And that's why. So that's only a chumra that they write it over. And also the Gemara says, "Hol v'ishtani ishtani." That's why Yochid Koresa. So the Rambam's shita is a Rambam's a chiddush that the Rambam says it means that it can be said even without a minyan. So the Rambam disagrees. Where did all of a sudden disappear to the last day psukim? But the Rambam explained why is it that these psukim don't require a minyan? It's because that that these psukim are different, and then since Moshe said that, but when he said it, it was not niskadesh to be completely divrei Torah, because Moshe was still alive, so it wasn't niskaimi, it wasn't emes at that point, vayomas Moshe. So therefore, Moshe wasn't mekadeshit. The one who was mekadesh was only lachamoiso that became divrei Torah. And that's what bedema means. That's why he was crying, because this part of the Torah, these eight psukim, he wasn't crying because it speaks about his death. Moshe knew he was going to die. He was crying because this part of the Torah, he was not mekadesh. And even though there are other nevuos, of course, that speak of things that didn't happen yet, but here, that's because that was being said al-Asid, on the future. But here, Yomos Moshe is saying at this point that Moshe died, but he was still alive. So there wasn't the complete kedusha of those words till after his death, and that's which Moshe found so painful, bedema, that he cried about, was that part of the Torah he was not able to mekadesh b'yamav.